From WGCU News, I'm Quincy Walters. A senior at Fort Myers High School used chalk to write people's names outside of her school this past weekend. They're the names of people killed in mass shootings. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros has more.
17-year-old Sarah Brown first wrote the names of gun victims at a public park using chalk after the Las Vegas mass shooting in October.
Every name is a person, and it's kind of hard to realize fully what that means when you see a statistic. And you're like, oh, well, 1,077 people have been killed in mass shootings since 1966. That's a lot, but it doesn't, you don't quite get how many it is until you see it written out, and that's what it was for me.
She's picking up her chalk again in response to the 17 lives lost to a shooter at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland this past Valentine's Day. Brown says when she heard the news, she thought about her little sister, Margaret, who's a freshman at her high school.
Thinking about that happening and not being able to reach Margaret would be really, like, it freaks me out.
But she says the teenage survivors of the shooting in Broward County give her hope for the nation's future because they're calling on lawmakers to tighten gun laws.
What happened at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas was a horrible tragedy, but the fact that they're coming out of it stronger and with their voices and using it to promote good is really, really, really inspiring.
Brown plans to attend the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. on March 24th, and she's also helping to plan a similar march locally in Fort Myers. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.